text this morning is 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 14 through 15. And I invite you to follow along as I read 1 Peter 3, 14 through 15. But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. May God add his blessing to our reading, hearing, and studying of his word. Those of us who are believers know that we are still sinners. We know our shortcomings and faults as God's children. However, most of us consider ourselves strong in the faith. We pat ourselves on the back because we come to Sunday school sometimes. We come to worship service most of the time. Often we think about attending Bible study and participating in the visitation program at the church. We conduct ourselves as we believe a Christian should. Yet we fall way short of the mark when it comes to taking advantage of the ministry opportunities offered at Ephesus Baptist, of the opportunities to learn more about God's Word in depth and detail, of the opportunities to go forth and to talk to others. And that is an area, witnessing to others, in which we fall woefully short. We do not obey the last command given by our Savior Jesus before he ascended into heaven. Jesus' last command to his disciples and to us is the Great Commission, and it's the most familiar accounting of this is found in Matthew 28:19. Jesus said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Way too often we do not take advantage of the opportunity to witness for Jesus. We allow them to pass without saying a word. And we do so in spite of knowing that we are not being faithful to the Lord and are not obeying him. So the question this morning for us is found in our sermon title, "Why do we not witness for Jesus?" The main reason a majority of Christians do not share Jesus with others is fear. They have a fear of rejection, a fear of not knowing what to say, a fear of what others will think of them, and a fear maybe of potential problems they might encounter if they stand boldly for Jesus Christ. So if fear of others is the number one reason that we do not share our faith in Jesus, how can we overcome this obstacle? Well, permit me, please, this morning to make three suggestions for doing so. The first suggestion is to realize that if you have fear when it comes to witnessing, you are normal. A statement is often made that 95% of all Christians have never led a person to belief and faith in Jesus. To me, that statement is not correct. In my opinion, no Christian has ever led another person to faith in Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the winner of souls. We have the privilege of sharing the good news with others, yet only the Holy Spirit can change someone, can transform them from a spiritually dead person to living a new life in Jesus. So we need to remember that we never fail when we witness. We should not take it personally if someone rejects Jesus when we are witnessing to them. They are not rejecting us. They are rejecting Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We are not the failures. They are. The only time we fail in the witnessing process is when we are disobedient to God as He provides us opportunities to share Jesus with others. Jesus preached the good news. He is God. And there were people to whom He preached that did not accept Him as God's Son and as the Messiah. They did not follow Him. And just because some people did not accept Him, Jesus did not stop preaching the good news. He continued to do so. So it's normal to experience fear when it comes to sharing our faith with others. But none of us a card from God saying, because my child is fearful of witnessing, he or she is excused from sharing my great news of salvation with others. We don't get a pass on that. Jesus said, go therefore into every nation. This was the last command He gave to us before He ascended into heaven and was on the throne next to God. Our text in verse 14 tells us, do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. Normal if you are a little apprehensive when it comes to sharing your faith. Remember, though, that fear is just a part of the process. You begin to overcome it as you are obedient to God and taking the opportunity to witness, and as you continue to trust Him to guide you when you're talking about the good news. My next suggestion for overcoming fear when presented the opportunity to witness for Jesus is to keep your eyes on Jesus during the process. The second verse of our text teaches us that, but in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. As followers of Christ, we shall experience suffering. Disappointment will come to us. Trials and tribulations will face us sometimes on a daily basis. Performing the tasks God has assigned to us is not always easy. However, Jesus will be faithful. He will be present with us. Jesus will be our number one supporter and source of strength through all of life's challenges. To set apart Jesus as Lord of our lives is to recognize the greatness of who he is and allow him to live in and work through us to accomplish God's will. In Hebrews, we read, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." What relevance does this passage from Hebrew have to witnessing for Jesus? Well, it teaches us that we need to rely on the Lord. Jesus is Lord. We should stop struggling to win non-believers in our timing. God is in control. It's his timing that's important. Unfortunately, sometimes it takes years to win someone, even a family member, a close friend. And as humans, we think, this will never happen. But we are to not give up. We are to not stop praying for them. We are to continue to lift them up and ask God to touch their hearts so that they can know the joy of being a child of God. We should stop struggling with our efforts to win non-believers. Highlight our. God is in control. He will give us the path to follow. He will give us the words to say. He will direct us as we approach non-believers and share the gospel with them. This passage also tells us that we should remember God is the one who saves non-believers, not us. God is in control. We can't save anybody. I've said before from this pulpit, I can't save you. I can tell you what you need to do to be saved, and then it's between you and God. It's whether you accept that gift of salvation. It's whether you are willing to let go of those sins, those comfortable sins that keep coming back day after day. It's whether you are willing to work for him, to study his word, to be a part of programs that go and minister to others and witness to others. God is in control. The most frustrated Christian is one trying to do the work of God. God can do his own work. He just wants to use you to get it done. But when we try to do God's work, that's when we become confused and ineffective. Doing God's work is not about our power and strength, it's about God's power and strength. The salvation process is not about us, it's about God. My final suggestion to overcome fear when we're presented the opportunity to witness for Jesus is to remember the reward that's available to us when we do follow the Great Commission, when we do witness, when we do share our faith. Larry Moyer, who is a director of an evangelical ministry named Evantel, wrote a book entitled How-To Book on Personal Evangelism. If you get a chance to pick up a copy or to read someone's copy, I think you'll find it very interesting and very helpful. And he shares four principles on evangelizing out of grace and not out of guilt. First, he says, evangelism is always approached in the scripture as a pleasure rather than a pain. Think about that. Think about God's word and what it teaches us about witnessing. It's to be a joy, a pleasure, and not a chore and a pain. Number two, God never asks anyone to bring the lost to Jesus. He only asks us to bring Jesus to the lost. Number three, God is not asking us to push through closed doors. Simply walk through the open ones. Think about that. So often, we're beating our head against this closed door, and we're so focused on that person or that family that we miss many other opportunities where doors are open. God will open that door in His time and allow us to walk in. But sometimes we get too focused on the stubborn persons that we try to witness and to bring to Christ. And number four, the presence of fear does not mean the absence of love. Just because we have a little fear and trepidation about sharing our faith with others doesn't mean we don't do it with love. That's one of the keys. And as you prepare to witness, I want you to remember who you were before you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. I want you to remember how and when you accepted Jesus and Lord and Savior. I want you to realize and think about the fact that Jesus is making a difference in your life now and certainly will make a difference in your eternal life. And remember that we are on a mission with God to reach the world and to do it with passion for God and compassion for the people. There's no act more rewarding than sharing Jesus with others. And there's reward. There's reward in knowing that you are being obedient to God, being obedient to the Great Commission. There's a reward in knowing that God works through you, uses you as an instrument of His in order to accomplish His will here on earth. There's a reward in knowing your life is making an eternal difference in the lives of others. And there's a reward in knowing that you are sharing the best news ever given to man. Here's a simple witnessing message. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you even when you were a sinner. Jesus was buried. Jesus rose from the grave. Jesus is alive forevermore. And because Jesus lives, you can live with Him in eternity also. That's all you need to say. You say it in your own words. If they want to know more about Bible verses, you can have a little card as a witnessing card that you can get. We used to have some in the office. I think we've given them most. But there's a little card that just tells you verses that support this simple message. What is your plan for sharing Jesus with others? Just remember, if you're having fear, realize you're normal. Keep your eyes on Jesus and he will get you through the witnessing. And remember the reward that's available for those of us who do. And if you're here this morning and someone has witnessed to you, or the Holy Spirit has touched you and convicted you to come and to be a child of God, we would love to know of that decision today, and we would like to share it with everyone here. If you come forward, I'll pray with you and we'll let others know of your decision. But don't wait. Today is the day. And then you can become the one that's the beacon of light to others. You can witness to others for the Lord. An invitation hymn this morning is hymn number 456.